Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How's your summer been?
Summer's been great. Last 2 months has been a whirlwind in some ways, but it's been really exciting to start to get to know the team, the city, get my family moved out here. It's been awesome. I feel far more settled now than I did 2 months ago, ready to get to work.
When you came, I think there was, 15 guys on the roster. There's 13 new faces since you've joined the team.
Right.
What's that been like for you, knowing that this is kind of a totally different roster for you?
Yeah, it's exciting. Our staff is ready to go tomorrow. I think now we know who we have, and this is the 49th team in Jazz history, and that's our focus, Team 49. So we've been meeting a ton as a staff to get ready for practice tomorrow and get ready for training camp. I would say we're all really, really excited about this group and ready to get to work with them.
What are your impressions of these new guys, just in meeting with them and talking to them? What have you gotten from them?
They're really excited. They're a really energetic group. I would say there's a collective toughness. We have a lot of guys that have a chip on their shoulder, and I think that's really powerful to have guys that are competitive and feel like they have something to prove.
Along those lines, just given that there's so many guys who haven't played together before, that it's a relatively young team, how do you, as the coach, go about trying to develop a culture and identity out of that?
I think first, we need to practice hard. They need to work and train hard together. I think that helps to build some camaraderie. I think secondly, structuring how we play and helping them understand that this is a team and that not one of them can try to shoulder the load and save us. They're going to have to rely on each other, and that's going to start at training camp, because you're right, they haven't played together. So that's on me to structure how we play and practice so that they start to understand each other better.
How did your season preparation change as all these moves continued to happen?
Yeah, I mean, you just take it as it comes. When things change. And so it's our responsibility to adapt and be flexible. I need to be flexible in my leadership and, again, focus on who's here and what we have. And that's, Team 49. That's what we're focused on.
Are there things that, since becoming the head coach and being named, that was kind of a crazy day, and you said it hadn't really sunk in yet. Since that day, have there been things that have surprised you, whether it's responsibilities or nuances of kind of the day-to-day stuff, or oh man, this is on me?
I don't know if there's been any one thing. I think I'm definitely more aware now that every day is sort of a moving target. You have a plan in your head for the next day, and then as things unfold during the day, you have to be flexible and ready to adapt, which is sometimes a little bit different than being an assistant. Assistant coaches have roles and responsibilities that they have to do every day, and it's my job to be flexible and adapt to whatever comes that day.
You mentioned when you were being introduced that you hadn't really kind of decided on an offensive style of play that you wanted to get to, because you just didn't know what players you have. Now you know what players you have.
Yeah.
How do you want to play?
I'd like to play a little bit up-tempo, for sure, with this group. And again, I would like for us to play a style where everybody's involved. I don't think that it would be productive for us to have one player dominate the ball with this group.
If there's one thing that you can pinpoint that you want to implement, either side of the floor that you want to get down this week. I know you can't get everything down this week. I mean, is there something, or is it just kind of, you just kind of want to kind of take it as it comes?
This week, the biggest focus is going to be you know, defending as a group. I think everybody's going to have to up their effort, their physicality, their commitment to the defensive floor for us to be good.
I have to ask, given what happened last week with in Boston, with the, you know, Ime Udoka well, what did you know when, and kind of what's been your perspective on how that's unfolded over the last week?
Yeah, I have a lot of love for the Celtics organization. There's a lot of people there that I care very deeply about, and they're in my thoughts. But I hope you guys can respect that I'm not going to comment on anything that's not about the Utah Jazz.
Quinn had pretty unique terminology for a lot of his stuff that was different than a lot of the NBA. Because you came from San Antonio and kind of have some similar ties to Ime as well from San Antonio, is there carryover there, or is it a big change, you think, for some of the guys?
There will be some carryover. Coaches, we sort of speak four languages sometimes. There's a lot of different terms for the same actions, and so that's been a huge part of our preparation for camp, is getting the staff on the same page as far as terminology. Some stuff will be familiar, some stuff will be new, some stuff is from places I've been, some stuff is from places that the assistants, you know, have a comfort level. So it's really a blending of all that, so that we're all saying the same thing to the players day one.
Is that easier to pick up with 13 new guys this offseason? You know, everyone's kind of new to it.
Yeah, I think that will probably make it a little bit easier for them to all get on the same page, because there's not as much residual terminology.
How do you weigh playing time for the veterans that have kind of earned that over the course of their careers versus younger guys who kind of need that chance to develop?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I think training camp's going to tell us a lot about our team. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm most excited about this training camp, is because we have a lot of capable players, and we'll see how they perform.
Have you been able to lean on some of your assistant coaches for, you know, being a new head coach, is the new things that, as Sarah mentioned, you're not used to doing? Have you been able to lean on guys like Alex Jansen, who's been a longtime assistant coach, and others?
Yeah, I need our staff, and they're highly qualified. I'm really excited about the group that we put together here, and I'm leaning on them every day. They all have, again, a lot of experience, a lot of basketball knowledge, a lot of, you know, coaching knowledge, and I need them to help. So I'm leaning on them. I'm trying to delegate with them, and again, we have a system in place now, and looking forward to getting going tomorrow.
Kind of relatedly, what's Jeff Hornacek's role like?
Jeff's going to be a consultant for us. He's somebody that, you know, I'll speak to often and will help myself and the staff with everything.
Will, this has been, for the fan base, like, an emotional offseason.
Right.
You know, they had Quinn Snyder behavior through the Bears for a long time. Donovan Mitchell was a big part of, like, what the Jazz were. And so there are a lot of fans that at this point are kind of like, all right, what is there for me? Mm-hmm. So what's your pitch to them?
This team is going to be representative of this organization, and it's going to be something that's reflective of the fan base. We will be tough. We will play with passion. It will be a team. That's my pitch.
Okay. Can you predict an identity of a roster before you kind of get them on the floor together?
I think there's nuances that you won't know until they're on the court together, in terms of maybe who's the leader, different things that happen throughout a game. But I think we have enough guys on this team that we know enough about that I think we know what they're capable of.
Were there any
pros and cons in stepping into a head coach role? You've got new guys versus a team that's been here before. Is that easier or better for you, or is that harder on you as a head coach when you've got less guys that have done it before with this organization and more new faces?
Yeah, I don't really think of it as better or harder. I think it just is. We have a lot of new faces, and I'm new here, but it's our job to get to know each other. I think every team, you know, has a different identity year to year, and so it's our job to all get on the same page in training camp and make this team the best it can be.
And one more off that, a lot of talk about the Utah Jazz this offseason, headlines after headlines. How do you block out the headlines, or
How do you just stay focused to continue to do what you guys can do as a team versus hearing what everyone else has to say?
Yeah, blocking it out is actually the easiest part. I just don't have Twitter or Instagram or anything on my phone. And I think, you know, again, it's our responsibility to focus on what we have right now. We're focused on Team 49. We're focused on this season. Everybody else's opinions don't really matter very much to us. The people that are in the room with us, the people that are on the court working with us every day, those are the opinions that we care about.
How do you measure success?
How do we measure success?
Yeah. Is it wins or losses, or is there something else?
No, I think we need to maximize our team every day. You know, I'm never going to put a ceiling on a group before we've played a game. So I think the first thing we need to do is just get to work, get to know this team, have them get to know each other better, and go from there.
Were there any individual players that stood out to you during OTAs?
You know, Open Gym was a lot of fun because there was such a great energy in the gym. It was really competitive. I think there wasn't one player that stood out above everybody else. I think everybody had their moments in camp, I mean, in an open gym, and that's what's going to make training camp so fun. Like I said, this is a really energetic group of guys, and they're ready to get going tomorrow.
What are the challenges specific to having a team this young?
I think there's the ability to sort of ride the emotional roller coaster of a season. Wins, losses, good games, bad games. I think the guys that are later in their career generally have a more of a long view understanding of an NBA season. And so it'll be our job to help the younger players through those tough moments.
You don't have Twitter on your phone, but you have Twitter?
That's a good question. I guess, yeah, technically, I guess I still have Twitter, but I don't have Twitter on my phone.
Do you have any like steadfast line in the sand? Rules for the team, or you know, identity-wise, that you believe in?
Yeah, I want a team that competes. I want a team that cares about winning. I understand that there are individual aspects to playing at this level, but I want people that are solely focused on winning basketball games for the Utah Jazz.
Have you had any moments where you kind of, you know, expected at some point, hey, if I'm a head coach, this is how I want it to work, and then you realize, like, oh, there's a reason nobody does it that way. You know, you can't do this. Have you had any of those moments yet?
Not yet. I'm sure there will be some. But nothing yet where I've been blindsided.
What are the initial things that you look to work on as training camp gets underway?
The first thing is we need to get in great shape. If we're going to be a tough team, if we're going to be a really hard playing team, we have to get in really, really good shape. And that's going to be our main focus of training camp.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.